with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. House Republicans set to advance what would be the first impeachment of a cabinet officer in almost 150 years.
House Republicans say Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas purposes to enforce immigration laws, and the Homeland Security Committee is scheduled to vote on two articles of impeachment against Mayorkas. But Democrats are calling the proceedings a sham that could set a chilling precedent for other civil servants. Meanwhile, the Senate has been working with the Homeland Security Secretary on a bipartisan border security package that could be the most consequential bipartisan immigration proposal in a decade, or it could collapse in political failure. Donna Warder, Washington.
Senator Rick Scott says Republicans seeking a border compromise with the Democrats are running a fool's errand. First, he says it's clear that President Biden and the Dems want a wide-open border.
And number two is, we took off the my understanding is, we took off the table. One thing that I think is the most important thing is, do something that makes Biden enforce the law. He's lawless.
The senator from Florida speaking with the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt. Israel says the three Palestinian terrorists its forces killed today were using a West Bank hospital as a hideout. The White House says the U.S. encouraged by recent talks aimed at winning the release of hostages held by Hamas in Gaza.
Those discussions are ongoing. We believe they have been constructive and are moving in a good direction. Don't want to sound sanguine here. There's a lot of work left to be done. We don't have an imminent deal to speak to.
John Kirby speaking for the White House. Israel has described the talks as constructive and says they will continue in the weeks to come. Stock futures in the red this morning on Wall Street. The Dow futures down 85 points. NASDAQ futures off 35. This is SRN News. Christians from all over North Dakota gathered this month to pack meals for poor people in distant lands.
We were shooting for 10 million meals. We ended up with 9.7 million meals, which is far and away more than we have ever produced before. The last time we produced anything even close to that was 5 million meals in Miami years ago.
Julie Smith, a spokesman for the ministry Feed My Starving Children.
We send these meals to our network of partners, and they are incredible. They work in almost 100 countries across the globe, and they are doing that on the ground, hard work, seemingly impossible work every day. And they use FMSC food to support the work that they're already doing.
Since the ministry got started back in 1987, it has produced and shipped more than 4.25 billion meals all around the globe. FMSC has 8 permanent packing sites in 4 states and also holds pop-up events such as the one at the Fargo Dome. This is SRN News. The Justice Department says Attorney General Garland will be going under the knife soon.
The Attorney General will undergo back surgery this weekend and delegate his duties to the Deputy Attorney General during the procedure. The advisory comes as Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin returns to work at the Pentagon following a hospitalization related to prostate cancer that was criticized for being kept secret for days. Garland, who is 71, will be under general anesthesia during the back procedure on Saturday. It's expected to last about 90 minutes and is being called minimally invasive. Garland is expected to return home the same day. Norman Hall, Washington.
Authorities in California say 5 suspects have been arrested in the murders of 6 men whose bodies were found last week in Southern California's Mojave Desert. Police in San Bernardino County say an apparent dispute over drugs, in this case it was marijuana, led to the dispute that ended with the deadly shootings. More details, SRNNews.com.